Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation live in Oxnard, California. Training Camp 2022 continues. Our coverage is brought to you by Twin Peaks, and it's brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. This segment is presented by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. Those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them, so get the representation that won't settle for less. It's the Frankels at truckwreck.com. Gentlemen, come in. How we doing?
We are fantastic. We've actually gotten to see Connor McGovern line up and play some fullback. We got a little bit chippy on the previous play as Osa Odighizuwo, who's been one of the standouts so far in camp, actually got tied up with Tyler Biadasz. Biadasz wanted to come back and clap back, brought his style a little bit.
Ooh, I like it.
On Osa Odighizuwo, and one of the coaches came in and was banging on the chest of Biadasz, telling him to get back or else we would have had our first fight in practice. But fun to see McGovern get in there lined up at fullback again. And Terrence Steele has been getting absolutely whipped when he's been manned up
against DeMarcus
Lawrence.
Scout Gavin can tell you that.
Well, he has had some struggles, and that it was Lawrence just quickly. I mean, just before even Steele could get out of his stance. So rough go at it for him today.
Okay, we got Zeke and Pollard both lined up. Now Zeke's actually going to be blocking as they toss it outside right to Pollard. And it was a nice block. It freed up very nicely. A good chunk there.
Hit Luke Gifford right in the between the 5 and the 7 and gave Pollard a great shot to get behind him and get some more yards.
Good to see Gifford back out there after he went to the tent a little bit earlier. And it might have just been one of those things where it was an equipment issue too for Gifford. It might not have been an injury.
Keep the play-by-play coming, boys. This is great.
Well, right now, what you got inside has been Osa Odighizuwo, and then they got Gallimore. So this has been the combination. It seems to be the starting group, that one and the three. And these defensive tackles have had some really, really good practices. Just going to kind of focus on Osa right now. But it's the two offensive line. Let's see if he can find a way to get up the field. Oh, this time, yeah, nice job, though, by actually right there with the on the defensive side of the ball. That was Chauncey Golston was able to win on the outside there as that right defensive end and full back inside to make the tackle.
So, wait, they've been moving Golston around again?
Yeah, he was playing. It's funny because, like I said, he went with Gallimore and then Osa is the tackles, and then they put Golston at defensive end. And talking to Dan Quinn yesterday, he said the plan was never really to ever play Golston it in. They felt like he was more of a defensive tackle, but in that particular rep, he was playing the right defensive end.
And it just speaks to the versatility that they have with all these guys on the D-line and in that front seven where, okay, this guy, yeah, maybe his main role is going to be a defensive tackle, but there's just so much versatility with these guys. They can play inside, outside certain situations. It's just, you would think it's exactly what Dan Quinn wants with his defense. He can just be extremely multiple with all these dudes.
I liked what they did on the previous play here. They had Cooper Rush in under center. Zeke was actually the halfback, and they had Turp in motion like he was running a jet sweep. Then they faked and went play action to Zeke. They actually ended up checking it down because nobody was open down the field. But that sort of pre-snap deception is exactly what we're looking for.
You know, we keep talking about Turp and special teams, but it seems like he's awful involved in stuff out there.
Yeah, they're trying. And he had a good day on the 7-on-7 the day before with some plays and stuff, but they're thinking of ways to, you know, he wasn't here at all. So he's trying to learn the playbook as he's trying to make the team at the same time.
It is training camp coverage, 3 live mics. Gavin Dawson here, Brian Broaddus, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo down on the field describing your action.
Yeah, we got the twos in here now. Once we get the ones back out there, I'm going to do my best because Mr. Brad Sham, the legend, is down right here by us. I'm going to try and give him the microphone, see if we can get a little Brad Sham play-by-play going for us here, boys.
That would be fun.
Oh, you know he's down.
Oh, yeah, he's down. This is his element. This is who he is and what he does. But I'm having to muster up the balls to ask him. So we're going to make this happen, though. I believe in ourselves. All right, here we go. We got play action rush. The pressure gets there. Who's that, Basham?
Basham was all over it, yeah. Basham was right there.
And Basham did a good job during break extending out a run play and sniffing that out on the edge. And here we go. Brad Sham's putting the headset on. I'm about to slide over the mic to him as soon as he's ready. As we've got the ones back out there. Farniok's actually going to get some rep as the right guard. Here we go. Brad Sham giving him the mic.
What a dramatic moment that was. Straight I formation. Prescott under center. Schultz, the tight end, goes from right to left. Two tight ends on the left side now. Pollard's the deep back.
Let's go!
Prescott will fake the handoff, step up in the pocket, go deep to the left side to Schultz on a crosser. He's got it and forced out of bounds by Donovan Wilson. And we saw that time Farniak as the fullback showing his versatility.
Yeah, Brad, they're trying to figure out ways to get these guards, maybe get a little bit bigger point of attack blocker in there. I mean, with the hard play action, nice sell right there, and a great job by Schultz getting across the field.
And we should also point out they are down to three backs today. They've got some COVID issues and an injury to Ryan Nall, who, if they keep him, will be a fullback. So that gives them the opportunity to look for that versatility with the guards. Now Prescott in the gun, gives it to Pollard. Little delay, nice block inside from Steele, and Pollard escapes up the middle, and he'll take it to the house because no one's chasing him.
There you go. I tell you what, nice job by, you mentioned, Tyler Smith on that left side. The law firm of Smith and Smith were able to open it up on that left side. Pollard with a jab step. Once he planted that left foot, he was up and through the hole right there. Good quickness to get into that second level.
Impossible to tell down and distance because they're making them up as they go along. But we'll say first down. Prescott in the gun. There is McEwen, the tight end in motion left. Back to the right. Someone moved in the middle of the line, and there is a penalty.
I think it was on Terrence Steele, Brad. He's coming out of the game now, so that kind of tells you that he was the guilty party on that one.
Avion Collins, number 76, replaces him. So Prescott now in the gun. Elliott to his left. There's McEwen again in motion to the left. Now back to the right. Sets up outside the tackle. From the gun, Prescott. Four-man rush. They block it up. He goes deep. Down the right side. Nothing but blue shirts there. Knocked down by Anthony Brown.
Yeah, Anthony Brown has been in position really all day long. Great, you mentioned it, Brad. Nice pickup by Zach Martin. They're going to try and run a linebacker through that A gap. He's able to slide over and knock the rusher aside. Gabe Prescott the opportunity, but the ball to Tolbert, well covered by Anthony Brown.
And this witty repartee, ladies and gentlemen, is something you'll be able to find with Brian Broaddus and me only on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network beginning next Saturday night in Denver, a week from this Saturday.
Indeed, a preseason preview. Brad, thank you so much. We got to move along. By the way, the truckwreck.com fan text asking to ask that obnoxious fan behind you to pipe down just a little bit, if you guys wouldn't mind. There she is
there
again.
She's literally 4 feet behind me as we speak.
Well, thanks, Brad. Yes, that was outstanding.
Thank you, sir. What a treat. A
little bit of flavor there from the voice of the Cowboys, a legendary announcer, Brad Sham, with you on in the G-Bag Nation.
Bobby
he was
Belch
great.
Just snuck in. Bobby, did you want to try play-by-play?
No.
Okay, he said no, not his thing.
Thoughts on last night's media party, Bobby? It is time now for the G-Bag of the Day, the best audio from the world of sports, curated by Lucius. Good afternoon, sir.
Had Big Brad Sham in the building. I say the big respectfully because he's the GOAT.
Yes, that was terrific.
That's awesome, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What a treat for people just riding around listening. What a treat.
Uh-huh. Get you ready.
Get your football tees off a little bit.
For sure.
G-Bag of the Day is brought to you by CBD American Shaman. Go to DallasNews.com and check out CBD American Shaman. Give them a vote for best CBD store in DFW.
They deserve it.
Yeah, they deserve it. Our winner so far is Sandler and the prank. Zach and Broaddus on the beat right here.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? This would be number...
Looking for three, I think.
Three today? I believe so, because we didn't have one yesterday. Yep. All right, here we go.
Steve in Weatherford has been waiting patiently. Steve, thanks for your patience. You're with us here on Rangers Extra Innings.
Yeah, I didn't know when you were going to stop talking there. I've only been waiting about 15 minutes. I just wanted to know about the catcher's interference call. If you could help me understand that ruling there that happened during the game, that'd be brilliant. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, sorry that trying to give throw answers. My apologies to the other callers who are also in line. I can give one-word answers if needed, if that's something that people want to do.
Hey, I like the lady screaming in the background.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't
She's
care.
She's having a good time here at practice.
Yeah, we're at practice. Yeah, how are you going to call somebody obnoxious screaming at a football practice? Yeah, girl! All
right, Rowdy coming by the broadcast position. What's up,
clip. Let me get this other clip off real quick.
Yeah. Right. Want to vote on G?
Let's go out to Joe in Flower Mound. Joe, appreciate your patience here on Rangers Extra Innings.
Hey,
yeah, I kind of agree with Steve and from Weatherford. You take way too long to answer these questions. Can you explain the catcher's interference thing to us out here today, please? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay, so we got a bit. I appreciate that. That's good, though. I like the bit.
Well done, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I said so good, boys.
Yeah, we got a wise guy here.
Had some fun. Yep, had some fun.
Okay, how about a DoorDasher? She was caught telling a story about her last stop. And the Ring camera guest caught her whole story.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird story. Check this out.
They had the door open, and he, I had walked past, this bitch was out. Mind you, biggest, I'm talking about the size of my kneecaps. Hi. Have a good night.
Thank you. Wow. So apparently somebody was topless as she went to go drop off the food.
Oh my God.
There we go.
Comfort of your own home. You do what you want. Sources say that Gavin Dawson was inches away from door dashing a bottle of water the other night right there from his hotel bed.
Okay.
Which would have been legendary.
I'd taken my pants off. I'd laid down for the evening. I didn't know if I could make it the
hand
40 paces.
Or just the pants?
I think the whole deal.
It was
situation. I was ready for bed.
I understand, man. Once the pants come off, it's all over after
I did
that.
Shake myself and be like, no, we're not doing this.
Brad Schaaf just turned and is looking at me side-eyed now because he heard me talking about pants-off situations. Sorry, Brad.
Hey, why don't you take those pants off and lay down? Night's over.
You fellas familiar with Ruben Amaro Jr.?
No.
Damn.
Ruben Amaro
baseball
Jr.
Player?
Yes. Yeah, GM guy. Type of situation.
Yeah.
He works in the Phillies radio booth now.
Okay, good.
Now we all know who we're talking about here. He has a fact about Pete Rose he dropped on us.
Interestingly, Pete Rose used to use a bat that was manufactured in Japan, the Mizuno bat, when I was bat boying for the Phillies, and it was
the
hardest wood I had ever touched.
I've been there, Ruben. I've been there.
Yeah. Just what I've never touched.
All that means is he's never touched Joe DiMaggio's.
Should have been able to hit more home runs with that, I think.
What was that all about? What are you doing?
You don't know the DiMaggio story?
Oh, I know what you're doing. It's just you.
No, that's I don't know it. What's happening with DiMaggio.
Exactly. There you go, Lucius.
It actually involves Pete Rose. Pete Rose once described Joe DiMaggio as someone that is a he's a penis with a person attached to him. That's how he described
him. Oh, wow. Yeah. So, very graphic.
He knew that from showering with him in Vietnam, I believe.
Huh.
That's a true story.
Yeah, that generation was much more open about their nudity. You can see it at fitness gyms from time to time.
Yeah, wasn't like the original gymnasiums was all about working out naked?
No way.
Yeah, that's what it was all about. I think the word gymnasium translates to working out naked or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's good for the blood flow.
Yeah, the Romans were all about doing everything naked. The events, the Olympics were half naked.
Yeah, that's
why they wear those little... That's why they wear those goofy little shorts now, and you can see all their nuts when they're running the 40. That's where it comes from.
It's their tradition.
Yeah. You guys familiar with longtime Houston television reporter Isaiah Carney? He's a damn legend.
Okay.
I haven't heard of him.
Cabbage.
Isaah Carney?
Yeah. Carey. Yeah, Isaiah Carey. You guys familiar with him?
I haven't heard of him.
Name sounds familiar.
About a whole bunch of years ago, he was out there doing a live little hit of news, and a bug jumped in his mouth.
Oh, now I know what you're talking
about. What the hell was that?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a diner's redneck town.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so he was doing a little piece for the TV news there in Houston on the impact of inflation in Houston. Check this out.
Inflation continues to bitch slap the American family, and that includes at the dinner table. Houston has one.
What?
Yeah, he said that.
That was a real report?
Yeah. I wish it sounded better, bro.
I want that kind of news. Yeah. I think I'd watch a little bit more.
One time, hold on.
Continues to
bitch. Inflation continues to bitch slap the American family.
So great. And this is regular network news, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's like at Fox 26 or something like that down in Houston.
Well, he ain't lying either, man. That's terrific. That's edgy. I bet the ratings are good.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but our bank accounts aren't.
Dude, the inflation's getting me. It is. I was like, holy crap, now I notice it. That's bad.
Dawson, was it you and me that spent like $9 on a water bottle at the Angels game the other day?
Yes.
That made my stomach hurt.
Yes, we did. Thankfully, there was no shrinkflation there, but it was your standard inflation, and it hurt the checking account. That's for sure. Not used to paying that much for water. All right, Lucius, any other nominees?
No, that's it, fellas. Let's get on out of here.
Sandler pranked by Stephen Weatherford and his compatriot, DoorDasher, caught telling a story about her last stop. Ruben Amaro Jr.
She said them things
Pete
was
Rose.
Down to her knees.
Yeah. Or Isaiah Carey on the impact of inflation. That's hard to not vote for. This is a very difficult decision. In the end, I'm going to vote for my teammates and Sandler getting pranked. How about you, Chiafalo?
Yeah, let me go with the hardwood there, boys.
Okay,
Pete Roses.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
I'm sorry, Chiafalo's ridiculous. I'm going to Pete Rose, too.
2-1.
I'm going to vote Pete Rose.
Oh!
3-1. It's been decided. Wolchuk, your vote's not necessary. How's that make you feel?
Bitch slapped.
Bitch slapped by a score of 3-1. He's done it. Your new G-Bag of the Day champion with a fact about Pete Rose, Ruben Amaro Jr. All right, I'll have to five times. Honorary that bad boy. Brian, where are we going next?
Yeah, we got Krusty's Corner, and we got one more period of some team stuff. We'll finish it up on from the practice field. We'll talk about that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.